Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, listen, I sense a little sense of worry on your tone of voice this morning.
Worry?
Yeah, worry.
No, I'm not worried. I'm actually on top of the world.
Where did that saying even come from, on top of the world? What do you mean you're on top of the world?
I think it's because it's, you know...
Yeah.
I guess you probably disagree with it because it's like, it's conflicts with your flat earth theory, right?
So you're basically saying you're on the North Pole. That's on top of the world.
I'm just saying that I'm metaphorically speaking on top of the world. Yeah, feeling good.
Okay.
Got my cider. Obviously, new batch of all three flavors.
You stumbled and all slee.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I did stumble, but. And then,
but life is about stumbling, eh? You can stumble in life as long as you pick yourself back up, right? Isn't that right?
Sometimes you stumble right into a pot of gold.
Like when?
Or silver.
What do you mean you stumble into a pot of gold or silver?
No, I'm just saying that that's sometimes life, you know, sometimes that's what life brings you.
Can I just quickly say that I'm a little bit concerned with all of this lockdown shenanigans going on.
Yeah.
That we might go into another lockdown. I'm scared of it. I'm concerned of it.
Yeah? What, you think there's going to be another spike?
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's going to be another spike, but I'm just worried that we're going to have to go into another lockdown. And I've got a thing that if we go into another lockdown together, I think you and I should lock down together.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know where we want to go. I just think you and I should just do it together. You and I, me and you, Frances and Jamie, we should just hang out together and just hang out. You
what do you
and
mean
I,
lock down you... together for the whole thing?
Yeah, no, lock down together.
I don't know about that.
Why wouldn't you want to lock down with me? I don't get it. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Because, you know, I think, I don't know, where would we go?
Let's talk about where we go first. So I just want to know why you wouldn't lock down with me. Listen, I can give you... I'm going to pitch it. Okay,
on,
so I'm good at making breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't eat breakfast, so...
Wow. Okay. I know lots of riddles, so I'd keep your mind entertained.
Yeah.
By just riddling you all the time. That's quite good, no?
What? Go on, tell me a riddle then.
you want a riddle now?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
What is the only... No. Okay. What can be seen by the naked eye, but when put in a barrel, makes it lighter?
What can be seen by the naked eye, but when put in a barrel, makes it lighter?
Yeah. Come on, clever clogs.
Seen by the naked eye.
And you can't Google it.
A helium balloon?
No. Yeah, why would that make it lighter? Because why would putting a helium balloon in a barrel make it lighter?
Well, if you turn the barrel upside down, the helium would lift the barrel slightly, so it'd make the barrel lighter. But you could see the balloon with your naked eye.
Ah, okay, so I'll give you the answer. It's a hole. Gotcha. Okay, got you another one. Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah. Well, actually, my answer was actually correct, technically, as well.
Okay, fine. I'll give you another one. The more I take, the more I leave behind. What am I?
The more I take, the more I leave.
The more I leave behind, what am I? I wish all of you listeners could see Francis's thinking face at the moment. See, I don't think you're a good riddler.
The more I take, the more I leave behind.
More I leave behind. Come on, you've got 10 seconds on the clock. Make a guess at it, come on.
More I take.
Five.
I don't know, what is it?
Footsteps.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's footsteps. I mean, I guess that's...
Well, you're going to try and challenge it, were you? You're about to try.
Well, I mean...
I guess the footsteps, it depends on, what are you taking.
The more I take, you said.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
You said the more I take, the more you leave behind.
Or the more I take, the more I leave behind. Same thing.
Yeah, well...
What do you mean, well? Don't try and challenge it. Don't try and challenge it at all.
All right, okay. Go on, give me another one.
Well, no, I don't want to give you another one
that's all you've got. All right.
No, it's not all I've got. I've got loads more in the tank. But see, this is a little snippet into what would happen if we were to live together.
Yeah. I mean, we did live together, didn't we?
Yes, I know we lived together, but what happens if we brought it back together?
It would actually be me, you, Sophie, and Zoe.
Or we can say we allow our girlfriends to live by themselves, and me, you, and Proudlock can move back in together. Even though Prudence, we can ask him to leave his wife and come live with us. I tell you what, maybe should we try and phone Proudlock and ask if there's not a lockdown?
Yeah, phone Proudlock
and see if he wants to move back in with us. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to phone Proudlock.
Don't tell
and ask
him that we're recording, obviously.
Obviously, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, look, Prudence, there's another lockdown. Do you think we should move back in together? Okay, I'm going to call Oliver Proudlock. Here we go.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, what's up, Beastie? How you doing?
Yeah, dude, not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, so sweet, baby. Hey, listen, I got a question for you. Ready for this?
Hit me.
All right. Okay, so listen, if we went back into another lockdown, yeah?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on me, you, and Francis, just us three, moving back in together?
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean? I gave you, that's what, so if there's another lockdown, me, you and Francis just move in together into a house.
And what do I do with my house?
Just, Ems can live there. Sophie maybe can move in there as well. And then Francis' girlfriend Zoe can move in there. And then us three live together. Our only chance to bring the Lost Boys back together. What do you think?
What do you mean that's our only chance?
Well, it's not our only chance. It's just a great chance.
Are you having a midlife crisis?
Listen, no, I'm too young to have a midlife crisis.
I'm worried about you, buddy. Were you drinking again last night? Did you get big again? I hope you're not by yourself. Are you okay?
No.
Do you want me to come and see you? Are you all right?
No, I'm just here. Look, I have to take the headphones out. No, you're just. I'm doing a podcast with Francis, just me and him. I said that you were definitely up for living with us in a house, and he didn't believe you were, so he said we'd phone you and ask.
That's very long.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. All right, Beastie. Well, listen. Love you.
Well, you know, obviously I would, but I was worried about you there because I know you're going big at the moment. So I just hope you're not by yourself.
Are you going big, Jamie?
I'm always here for you. All right. You're not alone. You're not going through this alone, okay?
All right, listen, BC, Francis is saying he adores you, but you can't hear him because he's on the other thing, but I'll speak to you later.
All right, send my love to Buddha. I love you, BC, and you stay safe, all right?
All right, baby, I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Right.
He didn't sound that keen.
He did sound keen. That's him, keen. He was literally, because he questioned, he said, well, what would I do with my house? And I was literally like, well... We can just leave it for the moment and just get all of our girlfriends to move in there, and it would be
fine. No, I don't think he's keen. I don't think he's keen, McGilligatty.
I'm gonna ask. Hey, Soph, would you be keen if me, Francis, and Proudlock moved back in together if a lockdown happens, and you, Emma Lou, and Zoe all live together in a house?
Separate house.
Yeah, separate house. She doesn't seem too keen either. She doesn't seem too keen for that either. Why don't you ask Zoe really quickly? She'd be down for it, because I reckon she would.
I think she's on the phone, actually.
Your pretend girlfriend. You know all the listeners think she's pretend.
How? Why do they think she's pretend?
Because we never heard from her.
What do you mean, heard from her?
We've never heard from her.
To call in, or?
No, yeah. She's never been on the phone with us. We've never heard from her, so.
Well, I mean, you know, she's a busy girl.
Your voice went up again. She's busy girl.
Maybe she'll come on once the studio's open. Then you know, maybe we should do a girlfriends episode.
I think we should do a girlfriends episode. I think that would be great.
Maybe we should do a girlfriends and ex-girlfriends.
Why would we do that?
Just be
terrible idea.
It'd be really awkward. Imagine.
For who? For you and me.
For everyone, yeah.
So you'd want to, the point of a podcast is to be engaging and fun and exciting, and you just want to make it super awkward.
Yeah, and just to see what happens.
What good would come out of that, doing an ex-girlfriend and girlfriend podcast?
I don't think anything good would come out of it, other than everyone would listen to it. Wouldn't they?
Yeah. Everyone would listen to it. Hey, listen, as always with our bonus episode, what we like to do is we like to read out some messages from our listeners. So we have some messages. Are you ready for this, Francis?
Yeah, let's go.
We had one from George.Rose27. Hey, guys, I'm a regular listener. Just wanted to say your podcasts are awesome. I've just listened to the Danny Jones episode and thought it was brilliant. I love when you talk and touch on the mental health side of things. Everyone has a struggle in some shape or form, and it's good you guys being honest and open about it. Thank you. It helps me understand I'm not alone. That's very sweet.
Oh, that is sweet.
Isn't that sweet? Okay, got another one from Carrie Ann Maggery, who says, thanks so much for putting up additional podcasts. I live alone and work on the front lines of the mental health industry here in Australia. So although I can go to work, I would still really appreciate the laugh when I'm at home.
Oh.
It's a nice change from the doom and the gloom we are all feeling. Keep the episodes coming. The more, the better.
That's it. The more, the merrier.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe in Australia they say the more, the better, rather than the more, the merrier. The more, the better. Hey, is that that's mean. I don't want to make fun of our listener. I'm just, that's it.
More the better.
Do you say the more the better?
I say more the merrier.
You probably do say the more the better, don't you?
I know, I say more the merrier.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Okay, here is another one going from Victoria_Fitz_G. What I actually would love to hear is Francis and Jamie's book club / book recommendations. Ah, that's a great idea.
Each week, we should say which book we've read that week.
Yeah?
Well, I suppose it takes you a year to read a book, though.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't take me a year to read a book.
I remember when we were living together, you were reading the same book for the entire, like, two and a half years that we lived together.
No, I didn't.
Was The Game.
No, I did not read The Game when we were living together.
You were reading it, like, the entire time.
What, The Game?
Making notes. You were making notes, all that in that weird journal that you kept, that black latex journal.
To all of our listeners who don't know what the book The Game is, it's about how to pick up women. And I read that when I was so much younger. I didn't read it when
you
we were
reading it
together.
When we were living together, and you were like,
no, I was not reading it when we were living together. When we,
and
when
didn't
together,
you pay that guy like $4,000 for like a course to like pick up women?
Just picking out random numbers. $4,000. Where did you get that from?
I don't know. That's how much he charges, isn't he?
No, it's not. It's not. Can I also
it's
just
not,
tell you something?
Oh, how do you know how much he charges?
Can we also just talk about one thing, because we spoke. We have to remember that we have to be quite careful about what we speak about on the podcast.
Why?
Because we on the last, well, one of the podcasts we had recently, we spoke about the fact that I bought a watch for my grandmother's money. Do you remember I told you this?
Oh yeah.
So an article then came out in the paper, basically saying that I was bragging about it, and the title is "Talk of the Town." Made in Chelsea star Jamie Lang bears uncanny resemblance to TV's judge Rob Rinder, and he boasts online about buying a £20,000 timepiece. But my whole point is that we've got to be careful sometimes what we talk about on the podcast, because that's totally not true. I wasn't bragging. I was just talking about what a bad investment I made.
Oh, no, but that's a good investment, right? Because it's gone up in value.
Well, maybe it is. It's my only good investment.
So you were bragging a little bit about your good investment now.
No, I was not bragging about anything at all. I was just saying that my grandmother probably would have hated it, and that's probably not a good way to remember
her. No, you said she would have loved it.
Did I? Well, maybe I was just joking. I was just joking around. Anyway, we got one more message from the listeners.
Wait, I'm reading it. I'm reading the paper. Made in Chelsea was probably hoping to provoke a little watch envy when he boasted online. Online?
It looks like I was boasting on social media.
About buying... Can you really say that a podcast is online? I mean, yes.
Well, I suppose it is online.
So
yeah.
You could say that, you know... Made in Chelsea's online because it's on.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I find funny is when an article quotes something that we've said in the podcast and then says, you know, he's only known for, you know, his only claim to fame is being on Made in Chelsea, when clearly they're listening to the podcast.
I know. I know we should start a rumor on the podcast. Let's see if it makes it to the press.
Yeah, yeah. Like what's her name? That girl that did it to the footballer's wife. What was her name?
Rebecca Vardy.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, maybe we should do something like that.
And then we'll cancel it out so we know which listener did it.
Hey, listen, we got one more message from the listeners. And do you know what's so funny? This is so true. And I've been thinking it recently. And now a lot of the listeners are going to think it as well. This is from Ciara May HXH. At Francis.ball sounds so much like Louis Theroux, I can't unhear it.
Really?
I think that as well. I think, well, you sound so much like him so much of the time.
Do you know, we've been watching a lot of Louis Theroux, Zoe and I. And I think she's got a big crush on Louis Theroux.
So you've been morphing into Louis Theroux, been dressing up as Louis
Theroux?
No.
I think she obviously has a type, is what I'm saying.
But you sound like him. We're not saying you're like him.
No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's that she has a type of voice that she likes.
She likes a type of voice?
Yeah, I don't know. I look, you'd have to...
Maybe you should ask her. You live with her.
Let's see if she's on the phone. Zoe?
Is that your pretend girlfriend? You gone?
I have a question.
She's not answering.
What is it you like about Louis Theroux? Said she doesn't know.
She didn't answer. She's not there. You're lying to us all.
She doesn't know. He's just cool.
You're lying to us all.
No, that's what she said. Anyway, there we go.
Anyway, hey, listen, buddy. That is a little bonus episode for all of our listeners right there. Quite a nice little bonus episode, I thought.
Hey,
we'd like to do
it's
this
only
every
18
single
minutes,
Wednesday.
Though.
Well, it's 18 minutes, but, you know, that's good. That's the whole point of it. We do, like, these little, like, bursts of, like, excitement for them. We don't want them to be long. We don't want them to be short. We want them to be in between.
Yeah.
What we do want to say to you lovely private parters is that please do send us in some stories, some questions, some comments, anything at all. Please send it to our DM at Private Podcast, or send it by email, which would be even better. We would love to hear some stories from you. Anything at all, please send it to contact@privatepartspodcast.com. That's contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Anything we would love. We're going to read it out on the Wednesdays. Isn't that right, Francis?
Yeah, so, and do you want to talk about a bit more about your watch at all? We'll give you the next 2 minutes to just talk about your watch.
Are you still brag online
about your watch?
Are you still looking at that article? Is that what you're still doing? You're still reading it, aren't you?
Okay. My sister and brother invested in a house, but I bought a Rolex.
No, I also don't understand why they.
She would
spoke
have hated
me,
it.
I don't understand why they spoke about me being looking like Rob Brinder and then talking about the watch. I don't understand that. Anyway, look, we've rambled on enough for this morning. Francis?
Yeah?
Say something very lovely and nice to the listener. Go.
You guys are the best, and you know, I think, allow us to do this podcast. Well, I mean, you don't allow us, but you make it worth our while. I just want to say thank you. To all of you. Aww. We just want to thank you all.
I want to thank you all too.
Thank you for your love and support and ears, lending us your ears.
Once again, everybody, we will see you on Friday for another episode with another lovely guest. But until then, we'll see you later, won't we, Francis?
Yeah. See you later.
Bye.